tutaj w domu.
I want to discuss a shaila about eating matzah. I want to actually discuss two different shailas. I'm going to put down two shailas about moving matzah on Shabbos. We're going to split divide into two. But one shaila about this week, nothing I'll do with a normal Shabbos this week already. There's no issa, one's allowed to eat the matzah, no problem at all. No issa involved at all. What about moving the matzah? So we're going to discuss one shaila about this Shabbos. And then we're going to move over about moving matzah on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, where there it's osa to eat the matzah. So we'll put it very clear, there's two different shaylas. What about this Shabbos, where there's no issa to eat the matzah? Come on, if someone's got special ones ready prepared for the Seder, is he allowed to move it? And the second shayla is going to be about Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, where there it's osa to eat the matzah. What about moving the matzah? It's starting with this week's Shabbos, but easier shayla about this week, where there's no issa at all. There's no problem at all, no shayla at all. You need it, so why can't you move it?
Yeah.
What about someone who's got special matzahs? He went all the way, he traveled to Israel, or he got his one box of matzahs.
Just for
the El Seder. Spent all his time on it, and his money on it. He's very, very makbid. He's not going to eat it at the Shabbos. What's the halacha? By him, can he move it?
He can eat it.
There's nothing for him to eat it. He's not going to be set it aside.
No food in the house and nothing else to eat. He'll eat it.
So this is going to be the shayla. Rami said he set it aside very, very firmly. He's clocked off from it this Shabbos. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to move it. I'm not going to think about these matters. I've got nothing else to do with this. Chasaron kiss. We know that's called chasaron kiss. Something which one wouldn't touch or move on Shabbos. Chasaron kiss. Therefore, one clocks off from it. Comes Shabbos. One doesn't think about it. It's mukta.
He said that was food.
Oh. So shayla is what about food? There's two shayla, what about food, and what about something which is really mutter? It's got no serum involved. Normally we know something which about your work, things which you use for work, or needle. They've got a very delicate needle used for sewing. You can't sew on Shabbos, it's awesome. Since you can't sew on Shabbos, therefore one clocks off from it. I'm not going to use it for something else. Therefore one clocks off from it, come Shabbos, I don't have anything to do with it. This, there's no issue involved at all.
But then it was raw meat, that's the
shayla. Oh, we're going to come soon to raw meat. We find another case, what about things which one sells? It's got a whole shop, all different things.
Mountain, yeah.
You're going in. What about I want to use the Shabbos? You're missing a few disposable cups. Can you go and use it or not? It says in the Mechaber, there are more paskins. One can't go in if one's got a shop, one sells items. One can't go in on Shabbos to use it. Also, why? Because if you're going to use it now, you won't be able to resell it. Since you won't be able to reset it, one clocks off from on Shabbos, because that's what chasaron kiss. Even though there's nothing wrong with it, it's a cup which everyone uses on Shabbos. But since if you're going to use it, you can't resell it, therefore come Shabbos, I've clocked off from it, I know I'm not going
to
use it.
You
clocked off. When it came Shabbos, you clocked off from it.
Someone else can use it.
Why? No. If you can sell. Already. Normally, if someone's things that you've put aside for selling, if you're going to use it, you can't resell it unless you can sell on Yom Tov. If you can sell on Yom Tov, that's fine. So you haven't clocked off from it.
I had a shop we used to in Manchester. You had a baby after that. You used to go to a shop. Tell what you want. You remember if you owe me money. I took on how he was. Now he didn't buy it down. That's what he made.
So wait a second. So we're moving that. We just started with this side of the shul. Now we're going to move over to the far corner. You've got a shop of food. The Rambam Paskins. No problem at all. Food does not become.
What were you talking before?
Food. I was 100% by your bet. I'm talking about the cup.
I'll say it sounds good now.
Okay. food, drama, paskins, no problem at all. You're in the shops on Friday night, no problem at all. What's going on here? Food, you can't. If you're going to start messing around with food, you can't resell it. The Rambam says, like we were saying before, when it comes to food, you don't clock off on food. Food, there's no muktzah chasaron kiss. As they pass the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha. But made up, even if one sells it and can't resell it, food will never clocks off from. If you're food, you're going to be starving, like you said before. You don't make it up. Muktzah is always something which you will muktzah das when you clocked off. Come Shabbos, I don't want to know about it. I've set aside, I don't think about it until muktzah Shabbos. That's muktzah.
Well, that is the case.
No? Food, one always knows.
Business, you switch off.
You never switch off. Food doesn't become muktzah. Food, one minus food.
Shop, I know, it's closed, shop is finished. I can't do...
Shop's closed.
Food.
Access.
Clocked off, as you said.
Yeah, it's a big, big chiddush, a massive chiddush, ad halach ala maisa. Some ones teach it could be chazal, don't make the gzera of muks on food. Different ways how to teach it. Chazal don't make the gzera on food.
Can I
stay? No, that not. I'm afraid not. Is therefore, when it gets to the first shayla, so for this Shabbos, the sin is nothing. The food is edible. The food is edible. What I am clocking off, I'm not going to use it. That doesn't matter. Even if you decide you're not using it, it doesn't become muktzeh.
Even if you come back to some kiss.
Even if some kiss. If you bought expensive £200 birthday cake, you put it in the fridge for Monday night, and you're not going to touch it on Shabbos. It's going to be you start moving around. You start it's going to get ruined. Food doesn't become muktzeh some kiss. But if it's going to be osa, food which is osa, that's going to be nushayna. Food which is osa, that might be a problem. Because of chesaron kiss, food doesn't become mukta because of chesaron kiss. Therefore, this Shabbos, even though you've got matzahs which you're not going to use, you decide that you keep it for Pesach, yeah, and you're not going to touch it in the Shabbos, and you put it in a special corner, but since it's food, food one doesn't clock off from food. Therefore, when you get to this Shabbos, you have no problem on moving around the matzahs, even though you decided you're not using it. That's easy. The problem is, Erev Pesach, Shechal, Shabbos, this year is not a common Shaila, this year falls on Erev Shabbos, where the matzah is osa. And we have a Gemara, the Gemara says food which becomes osa, not because it's clocking up, I don't want to use it. Food which is osa, like tevel, is mukta. One can't move it around at all. It's like a stone because it's useless. Food which you can't eat is like a stone. It's a useless item and therefore one can't move it. Therefore this year... That's going to be the shame. So this year, Pashas away second, it's like tevel. I own matzah, I can't eat it, it's useless for me, I can't move it. It's like a stone, it's like tevel. Therefore, one starts off with sound like it's going to be muktzah and one can't use it. We've got now two shiners to look at. One is, we're from a freelander, what about, I can give it to ketanim.
Animals.
Oh, these are the two shiners. I can give it to animals. Animals, ketanim, and goyim. These are the three things. Another shayla I was thinking about this week. What about if I've got a shlema, a sholim? I can use it for lechem mishnah. Why not? So that's a big shayla. Chazal said you can. Things which are not osa, only osa because of this man. Let's say someone's fleishing, he's got milk kala. He can use that for the lechem mishnah. Even though he won't be able to eat it, but it doesn't matter. It's only because of you're in a masum like a time. Nothing really wrong with it. Chazal holds you can use that for lechem mishnah.
No, but can you use it for lechem chala? And a box of matzah.
Yeah, box of matzah. Why not?
Tevel
chali kan. Tevel chali kan. Yes. Tevel chali kan. You can't use because it's not edible. That's not called an edible food. It's called edible. So what happens? What?
I get a box of matzah stam during the year, and I need it for lechem
mishnah.
I don't have to open the box.
Maybe it has to be shaykh. You can open it, otherwise I can't eat it.
Open it.
What?
You can't use the box of lechem
mishnah.
You have to take the matzah out.
You have to hold it.
No, I'm asking. He said,
oh,
you can
hold it. That's a shaykh lechem mishnah.
Hold the box. With a challah.
That's a nice shayla for lechem mishnah.
Yes, you can.
I'm not sure. No, I hear what you're saying.
I've got a big box of matzah on Shabbos.
I want to use it for lechem mishnah. Yes,
we'll put it in my hand. That's the question. I'm asking now, this Shabbos, next Shabbos.
Next Shabbos, can I take a sholei?
I want to use the actual box.
Why the box? Why can I? What about the actual matzah?
I don't take it out with a challah. You have to take it now.
A chazanish, take a challah in one hand. And a matzah, everyone says
over. You
like this, and he used to say, some say it touched and he shook it off the ground. Since it's wrote for lechem mishnah, so maybe it's not called muktzah, it's got a usage. So I've been asking around the shayla, is that called a usage? I thought, that's not called a usage of food. Food, the usage of food is, it's there for eat. You, just because you come along with an interesting thing you want to do with the food, that's not called its usage, and that's what's called a useless thing. I've asked around, some people told me, no, this yeah called the usage of the matzah, not called the usage, we have different opinions, we had a lot of machlokes, and I thought maybe we got a riot for the Gemara Be'er. The Gemara Be'er says, a beitza shenel de b'yomtov. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat it, it's osa b'achila. And the Gemara gives different reasons why it's osa b'achila. So one of the reasons is, Chazal made a gzeira d'rabbanon, they were scared you're going to take pears from a tree, you're interesting gzeira, so they said, don't eat it. And the Rishonim say, they've written from the Gemara, that therefore you can't even move it, since you're not allowed to eat it. Chazal said you can't eat the egg. Therefore it's asa even to move it. Can't move it at all. And the Gemara says, therefore, don't move it, put it on your pot. They used to use things, weights in those times, to put it on a pot. Don't put the egg on the pot, and don't use it those times underneath the bed. You used to hold up a bed with it. Don't try it, but apparently it's meant to work. And you can use it to keep up the bed. Don't do that because it's muktzah. So I've got a question, why is it muktzah? It's mumps because Chazal said don't eat it, but I can use it for covering a pot, I can use it for keeping up the bed. The answer is, it's food. Food is meant for eating. If it's not edible and you can't eat it, that's not cool. It has it's got something to do with it because I can use it for putting up a bed. Food is there for eating. So therefore, Lecha Mishnah, I would think, and after all, your rabbi, that since you can't use it for eating, that's not cool, that has something to do with it. But what about I can give it to Ketanim, or I can give it to Behemoth? This is the big shayla. As we find, it's really a general shayla, whenever someone has something which you can't, if you own it, belongs to you, so for you it's useless, but you can give it to someone else, and for him it's useless. How does one look at that thing? Is that called a useless thing, or no, it's got something, it's got shimush? One looks at it as its role, you can do something on Shabbos because for someone else, for him it's useful. It's useful. Here's, we've got about 4 or 5 cases in Gemara's on the postgame. We have
Eruv and Eruv use
Eruv.
Right. And that's the Shematzah. It's starting to get the same thing.
As that could be more Minhagim if people were to eat it. If people were to eat it, that could be fine. Just because for the Leil Seidi, we're only Mishmura, that doesn't matter.
You've not picked a whole
Yom. Rov Lachina.
You don't eat the whole matzah, you don't eat Shematzah whole Yom.
Could be, I don't know, you have to know if it's they hold it asa or could be it's a problem. And if they hold it and this is mamish chametz, then you have to know why they don't eat it. You have to know the reason why they're not eating it. If they hold it's a problem, then that might be a problem.
Also, kidneys, yeah.
Oh, your kidney will go down that soon. That's going to be a boot. Oh, we've got 4 or 5 cases where it's food which for you is useless, but you can give it to someone else. Number one, on one side you have truma. The Gemara says you can move truma, even if it's a stroll, it's the yasnia giving it to the kohen. You can move it on Shabbos because it's chazi for the kohen. Even if for him, it's now by him, it's useless. It's useful, yeah, but he can give it for the coin, it's useful. He can give it to the coin. He's also allowed to move it. One case. Another case we have, every Friday night, you've got your bones left over of the chicken. No problem if it's klovim around. That's called chazi, because you can give it to them. Even if for you, you've got nothing to do with it. Since you can give it to them and it's useful for them, that's called chazi, and therefore you can move it. On the other hand, we have two gemaras which move on like that. We've got, first of all, the case of Beit Shnil Dabi Yomtov. Chazal said, you know, it's us to eat, the Gemara says it's useless. I can give it to a goy. I can give it to a goy. What's the problem? Give it to a goy. It's useful for a goy. You can give it to your behemoth. That's one case. We've got another case of raw, and again, people's freezers have raw meat. Raw meat, you can't cook on Shabbos. It's mukta. They're passing an halacha, the rashbot mukta, because you can't do anything with it. What do you mean? You can give it as animal food, you can give it to animal to eat. How do we look at it? Does one go according to if it's raw for someone else? It's called chazi? Or no, you have to always look at the one who owns it if it's shayach him to do something with it. So the answer, we've got a klal from the Rashba, which is Paskin Halacha, Prim Godin, as one always has to look at it, if the one who owns it is planning on doing something with the Amata Shabbos, and it's going to be fine for him to do something with the Amata Shabbos, then the halacha is, since he's not going to give it away, he's going to keep it for Amata Shabbos, and then when it's going to be mutter for him, he's going to, let's say, the case of raw meat, he's going to cook it on Matzah Shabbos. We don't say now it's raw to give it to a Kelev. He's got no intention of giving it to a Kelev because he wants to keep it and cook it. Therefore, when we look at it, Shabbos, it's mukta, finish, that's it. We don't look at it at all we don't take into consideration about giving it to a dog. You're not going to give it to a dog because you're going to keep it on Matzah Shabbos. Let's say truma, which you give, you can't keep the truma, you're going to have to give it to a Kelev. Or let's say the case of bones which are not edible for you, you're not going to keep it. You've got nothing to do with it. You're going to give it to a dog. Therefore, we're going to take in consideration a dog as well. That's the klal. It's coming out Erev Pesach this year. What about the matzahs? It's also for you to eat. Now we've got problems. It's because you can give it to ketanim, you can give it to a katan, and you can give it to a goy, behema. The answer is, it depends. Depends what sort of matzahs you got, depends how many matzahs you got, and it depends what are you happy to get. If you've got plenty of matzahs, and you're going to give, no problem, anyone who comes, knocks on the door, matters, going, yeah, take it, no problem, you're going to give to ketanim, it's ketanim around. Therefore, the prima god and paskins, the halacha, it's fine, it's not mukta. You can use it for lecha mishnah, you can use it for whatever you want, even if it's not a shalim, you're allowed to move it, because you're happy to give it, you don't mind, you'll give it to a katan, you'll give it to a goy, you don't mind, you don't care. If you've got ones which are specially set aside, and you're not going to touch it, you put it there, and you won't give it to anyone. These are the ones you have. You say, a lot of people have plenty of special ones to say that. Those you're not going to use, you're not going to give it to ketanim. Therefore, those matters are mukta, comes from the garden, paskins, the halacha. Those matters one cannot move. It's also to move because one wouldn't give it to a katan or a goy. Therefore, it's like some food which is useless on Shabbos because it's also for you to eat. And since it's also for you to eat, and you won't give it to them, therefore, it's mukta and one can't move it at all.
I don't intend to touch it, I don't intend to move it to kids. I mean, I'm one of the basics.
That means you won't, and if a kid. If
kids want it, I'm like, probably not. I mean,
Then you'd give them the ones from the box from
the wheat, yeah.
Yeah, they're there. Then you cut them. It's a problem. That's mamish mukta. Someone's gone away. There's no katanim around. It's also it's only a gedolim around. It's also for them to eat it.
I would use it.
You'd be happy to give it to a katan. That's where you do the chamishnas. That's right. And it's a bit also again this year also a very interesting thing. Very again when it comes after this man of this man of Issa and Erev Pesach. Before the man's Srefa, Shabbos morning. So after the man's, we've got this, this man is Achila, and we've got later on when it comes, that's it, you can't even touch it at all. What about after this man, when it's Achila, but you're still allowed to give it to Goy, you can have an offer from it. At that time, are you allowed to move it? Everyone's busy cleaning up, finding a Goy, can you take this challah? By a second, you're not allowed to eat it. How can you start moving around, trying to give it to get rid of it?
Big problem. But you need to do it.
Well, a massive problem. An hour later, even though you need to do it, but you can't, so therefore you have to put on it clean. That's it. You missed it. So that hour.
Before the
Zman, that's right.
It's Achila you have to get rid of.
After you're holding ready, after the Zman is Achila, one can't eat it, but it's not yet says Zman Srifa, therefore one can go and find a goy and give it to a goy. And it's not going to be mukta because now this, you don't mind giving it to the goy. Ram says you'll be happy to give it to a goy. This is going to be like the bones. You don't mind, you'll give it to the goy. You're happy to give it to a goy. Therefore, there's no problem to move it.
But for dogs.
So that might be, if there's no goy around, there's no dogs around, you want to put down the toilet, that might be a major problem. Because, wait a second, it's mukta. You want it to be safe. There's no dogs around, there's no goy around. This, you've got a challah, piece of challah on the table. This thing, you've got nothing. It's not, it's us food to eat, and it's not. Chazi for going, there's no going around, there's no dogs around.
You have to do it before the man is achila.
The fact that there's no going around, it's still chazi for a going.
Oh, so you're saying the fact that it's chazi for that, the Magen Avraham says that the going around. Chazi doesn't just help, there's going in the world. We find that by clubbing as well. They're all bones, you can only move it if there's a lot of dogs around the Manchester. Yeah, like, in the world, that won't help.
Which guy's
going
to eat your stick of colour?
It's funny for that.
If he can, then it's okay.
You're allowed to feed birds on Shabbos and feed birds.
It's
a big challenge when you do it on Shabbos. You can feed birds. Clubbing, you're allowed to feed on Shabbos. I don't think you're allowed to feed birds on Shabbos. What?
You're on the street for the dogs.
For the dogs, yes. If there's dogs around.
There's no dogs around.
But then you can't have an off. You're not allowed to give it to a dog either. It has to be between them before that is
man. And they put it outside in the rubbish bin.
What? Oh, there, put the bin. Yeah, math group. Yeah. The bin might be a problem. It's your shorts. Yeah. Good.